Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, the Texans look to rebound this week after a blowout by the Packers and did so with a vengeance.
Flacco gets the snap. Here's pressure. He's sacked in the end zone. Flacco goes down. Connor Barwin.
The first win ever over the Ravens. It was total domination on both sides of the ball.
Schaub takes the snap. Back to pass. He throws downfield. Caught. Walter. Touchdown.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was in Houston this week on an invitation from Texans brass. We'll hear from him. And Brooks Reed stops by to discuss hairstyles.
You know, I'm just going to grow out the hair. You know, it just kind of fits that mentality, kind of like, you know, rock star kind of thing.
All that and more coming up right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Bud Plaza here at Reliance Stadium for this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Always a great atmosphere, always a lot going on out here as the Houston Texans prepare to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Patty Smith alongside Gerald McDeal. How are you?
How are you doing, young lady? It is so nice to see you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah, you two, you're hanging out here as a Houston Texans ambassador, signing a little autographs. Tell us a little bit about that.
I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest programs that the new Houston Texans, you know, have brought to the ex-players. It gets us involved and gets us a chance to give back to the community. You know, a lot of times with the helmet, nobody kind of can see you. So, you know, to get out and really to kind of know that someone still wants your autograph after all this time. But a lot of the fans love it. They bring up a lot of cars, a lot of old memories, and we're always honored to do that.
Of course, you are kind of a hometown favorite, former Baylor Bear, spent your last year in the NFL with the Houston Oilers. What are some of your fondest memories of back in those Love You Blue days?
Oh, golly, I got to tell you, really, from anything, is that I started my career here with a team called the Houston Gamblers way back in the day in the USFL. Of course, went out to Cleveland, then got a chance to come back home with the Houston Oilers. So, you know, boy, getting a chance just to come back home after almost 20 years or so, that has just really been a blessing. And I got to tell you now, this franchise, we are on our way. There's absolutely no doubt. There's so much energy, and I've just never seen a town just take off so much. Really wanting to get behind a team that's going to be very successful. But, man, look at the fans. The fans come out and support the Houston team extremely well.
Yeah, obviously a special season in the making. And you, as a former wide receiver, talk a little bit about this wide receiving core and what a guy like Andre Johnson brings to this team and how they might just have what it takes to take him to that that ultimate prize.
We did an outstanding job. Everybody really wanted us to bring in some, you know, seasoned veterans into it because they've got some guys on the open market. I love that they went on the draft choice, you know. Sean, he's going to be great. LaStar Jeans, those are young guys. Andre Johnson is going to be, you know, the daddy of them all. So he's going to bring those guys. And just mark my word, our young receiving corps is going to come through and they're going to make big plays for us coming down the end of the season.
All right, Gerald McDeal, always great to see the Texans ambassadors out here on the Bud Plaza. We've got to take a timeout, but when we come back, we will visit with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, and we will wrap up the game against the Ravens and the Texans. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, with the 43-13 win over the Baltimore Ravens, the first time the Texans were able to knock off the Ravens in their history, the Texans headed into the bye week feeling pretty good about themselves with that total domination. Let's check it all out in this week's Texans Rewind.
We are ready to rock at Reliance Stadium.
With the Ravens up by three and the offense struggling to get things going, the Texans defense took matters into their own hands and changed the tone of the entire game, starting with back-to-back sacks on Joe Flacco deep in Raven territory. The first by Whitney Mercilus, actually causing a fumble that was recovered by the Ravens, and then on the very next play, Connor Barwin gets his first sack of the season, leveling Flacco in the end zone for a safety.
Flacco gets the snap. Here's pressure. He's sacked in the end zone. Flacco goes down.
Well, I got to give credit to Wade. We kind of schemed that up a little bit. I moved around. Brooks moved around on the other side. We kind of confused their O-line and was unblocked, was able to get there.
After the safety, the Texans found their groove and scored 29 unanswered points in the first half, starting with a Matt Schaub to Kevin Walter 25-yard touchdown strike.
Schaub takes the snap, back to pass. He throws downfield. Caught! Walter! Touchdown!
I knew we were going to bounce back, you know, all week in practice. I knew as soon as we left the field last week that, we were going to come back strong.
The defense came up big again when J.J. Watt tipped the Joe Flacco pass, and Jonathan Joseph was the benefactor, returning it 52 yards for the pick six.
40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Jonathan Joseph with the pick six!
We just had a typical quarters coverage, kind of did some study from last year. I'm seeing that I was kind of playing that particular route there kind of soft last year, and I just had a feeling they was going to run that same route at that time and just made a jump on it.
We just had to settle down. I mean, they're a very good football team, and they came in here. And I think we just started to play our game. We just started to do what we do. Coach Phillips was calling some great defenses, and we were just playing them. And everybody was feeding off each other. It's a lot of fun.
With 256 yards on the day, Matt Schaub was also firing on all cylinders, connecting with just about everyone, and for his second touchdown pass on the day, found Owen Daniels in the back of the end zone.
Schaub calling signals. Matt fakes the give, throws to the end zone. Diving catch! Touchdown, Texans! Owen Daniels with the reception!
Got the ball rolling sometime in the first quarter and kept our foot on the gas from there, so... That was great effort by everyone all around. We ran the ball pretty well. We passed the ball very well. Protected Matt for the most part. A big turnaround from last week.
We've got a lot of playmakers in them. When we spread the ball around, that's when we're at our best. When Dre's making plays and OD work in the middle and create mismatches on guys. And Kevin made some big plays for us. When we have that happening, that means we're moving the ball and doing some good things.
After a Glover Quinn interception, the Texans closed out the first half with a 29-yard field goal and a 29-3 lead, the second most points scored by the Texans in the first half in franchise history. In the third quarter, Flacco managed to find some rhythm and connected with Tandon Doss on the 15-yard touchdown score, but Matt Schaub and company would answer and pretty much put the nail in the coffin with a 7-minute, 40-second, 80-yard drive, culminating in a 1-yard touchdown run by Arian Foster, extending his league lead in touchdowns to 8.
Third and goal inside the 1. Offset eye formation. Here's Foster over left guard, and he's in! Touchdown, Texans!
We just exploited what we saw in the film. And you never go into a game thinking you're going to score 40 points. That's ridiculous. But I think, the defense helped us out getting off the field. And, we executed pretty well on third down. So anytime those factors, accumulate, you're going to have a good game.
Late in the game, Antonio Smith would chime in on the defensive assault with back-to-back sacks, halting the Ravens' drive to just another field goal, 36-13 Texans.
Flacco gets the snap. Here comes the pass rush again. And Antonio Smith has his second in a row.
Once we just pinned our ears back and we knew they had to drop back and pass, we was being ourselves and the play started to happen.
After a failed onside kick attempt, the Texans capitalized one final time with a 44-yard drive and Arian Foster's second touchdown on the day, this one from 2 yards out, 43-13 Texans.
Here's the gift to Foster, running left, dives across the goal line, touchdown Houston. And the Texans have a new team record, 43 points on the board.
And since it is the bye week, things a little bit out of order here. Gary Kubiak had a chance to address the media midweek, and here's what he had to say.
Of the guys that are injured, I think I'm not real concerned about Earl. I don't know if Earl will be back on the field Monday when we come back, but I expect him to be back on the field Wednesday and be ready to go. Brayman has been cleared. He's fine. He practiced today. Ben does have a hamstring pull, a slight pull. So there is some time there, but he's the biggest concern of the three right now.
What was your message to the teams you had in the break?
What did I tell them? I told them I want them to get away, from the grind and everything, but I don't want them to get away from the opportunity this football team has. And I expect them to be back here Monday fresh and ready to go. So I think everybody needs a break, and coaches included, and I'll get them a break here at some point this week. But need to come back fresh. We've got a great opportunity in front of us as a football team and an organization, and looking forward to it. I'm going to try at some point.
I'm sure the message for the rookies is a little bit different. You talk about what they've done to this point and what you need from them quarter.
You're just talking about as a group, Jerome? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys, to me, that are going to get a chance to contribute big time to this team, like Crick the other day. And I don't know, Wade and Rick talked to y'all yesterday, but Crick showed up on film, did some good stuff. You know, Posey, Martin, I think are going to be big. I think Lestar is going to be big in the back half of this season. Newton, already watching him grow up. Ben Jones has really stepped up his game and played very well. So I think, you know, how far we come with those young guys, how much more they contribute, how much better they are as players. The only thing I did tell all the young guys, I said, you know, you're not a rookie no more. We've been here for 11 games, so you're in year two, so there's no excuses. Let's go, and they're going to have to play even better than they play.
Have you looked at what you did, the way you handled the bye in the past? Have you changed anything?
You know, I go about the bye, really, John, but what's going on with the team right now? You know, that's it really – I mean, the league has it set up where you can work 3 days, basically, with your players. But I've got a group of guys right now that have played so much football, been on the field for so many snaps that you know, I've got to get them fresh. And yet I had a group of guys today that really needed to work, and we did that. So, you know, I feel good where we're at, and I think this week will do us a lot of good. We've got a good group of guys that are going to have to just stay right here and stay in the training room, you know. So we'll find a way to still get better. I mean, obviously we're off and we get a break, but there's some guys that still got to stay here.
Is there anything specific you'd like to see the team do in the second half or after the bye that they didn't do so far?
You know, we're just gonna go to Buffalo and see what we got to do to beat Buffalo. You know, I mean, we spent yesterday and all day today. All we basically did is studied ourselves, said this is what we are, this is what we're doing, this is what we're good at, this is what we're not good at, and did it as coaches too. And this is where we're going. That's so every player leaving this building today knows, you know, what we think and where we're heading as a football team. So that was the most important thing. But you know, we got to figure out a way to win a seventh game, and that's what we're going to stay focused on.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, from your studios. We're in your house. This is so
That's
different
right.
and fun.
The Texans radio studio at Reliant Stadium. The locker room is just right across the hall. This is a great place to interview players and coaches. Very convenient. I love it. This is where I do a lot of the radio work. A lot of the shows you hear originate right from this room.
And very acoustically desirable.
Well, yes and no. Okay, there are some, you know, Reliant Stadium, we have rodeo here, circus. They roll semis through the hallways, okay? And as you can see, it's a padded room, which is really for my own mental health and for the sound. But the semis, it's difficult to keep them blocked out. But we do a nice job here.
All right. Well, I always get your A game, but I'm expecting another level here since you're in such comfort. But let's wrap up that awesome win against the
yes.
Ravens. Just a flat-out butt-kicking.
It really was needed, I think. You know, when you look at the Ravens, Patty, and all the trouble they've given this team over the years, this was so refreshing, like a breath of fresh air blowing through Reliant Stadium in the tune of a 30-point victory over your nemesis, holding them to 13 points. Now, everyone's talking about how the Ravens are decimated by injuries, but their offense was just fine, thank you, health-wise, coming into the game, and the Texans absolutely throttled them. In fact, it was the Houston defense that turned the game around. Special teams help, downing the ball inside the five. Then you get Whitney Merciless, sack number one. Then you get Connor Barwin, sack number one of the season, results in a safety, and that gets everything clicking for this offense. They feed off of that total team win, Patty. Real nice to see, because you wanted to see them rebound after the loss to the Green Bay Packers. Now they have first place all alone in the AFC. You have to let the game come to you sometimes and not force it. And I think when the Texans just do that, they have so many ways they can go offensively. Run the ball a little bit, throw it to the tight ends and backs, throw it to Andre Johnson. Kevin Walter had a big game. You know, they have so many different ways they can go. They just settle down and play their game. They're very difficult to beat as far as an opposing defense goes. And then you look at their defense. They're very destructive. They get in your face on the line of scrimmage. And the SWAT team, it's contagious. Coming off the arms of J.J. Watt and all the passes he's knocked down. And then you see Glover Quinn do it. Connor Barwin do it again. Everybody's getting in on the act. It's very disruptive to opposing quarterbacks. And the Texans, the entire defense feeds off of that. Again, it's synergy on this team right now, to coin a 90s word.
And, you know, you look at Wade Phillips running down the sidelines, fist pumping. I mean, he was so excited for his defense. You've got to be happy and excited for him and what he continues to do.
Look at it this way. Wade's defense gave up 6 touchdown passes against Green Bay. Early in the game, I said it in the broadcast, the defense scored 9 points, never mind holding the Ravens back. You actually put points on the board. It was net 4 for the Ravens when you take away the 9 points that they scored. So it was an amazing performance. And Wade Phillips has meant so much to this football team. The guy has seen everything in the league, everything that other teams have to offer. So coming off that stunner to the Packers, you knew they were going to rebound. They did. Losing sort of sharpened the senses of this team. And now they have a week off to relax, recharge, and get ready for Buffalo.
What does the voice of the Texans do in the bye week?
I'm going to be in this room an awful lot. You want to join me for some radio shows?
I just might.
Because I have a lot of radio shows to do. You know, we don't stop at Texans Radio. Every night at 6 and all our daytime shows. Check HoustonTexans.com for more information. We keep doing the shows. The show must go on.
Shameless plug. Good job.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Patty.
Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans September Whataburger Player of the Month. Jesse Nading is nominated by Tim Dobbins. Earl Mitchell was placed on the ballot by Antonio Smith. And Dwayne Brown was honored by Matt Schaub. Just get online at HoustonTexans.com, make your choice. The winner and the player who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Now, he might not be one of the most vocal guys on defense, but Brooks Reed is definitely one of the most recognizable with those long blonde locks. Now, fortunately for Brooks, he gets it done on the field as well as with the hairdo, but we had a chance to sit down with him and his teammates and cut straight to the chase when it comes to hair.
My freshman year in college, when they switched me over to defense, I was like, you know, I'm just going to grow out the hair. You know, it just kind of fits that mentality, kind of like, you know, rock star kind of thing and going on and kind of wild man look. So I just kind of kept it and just rolled with it. People are kind of thrown off, I guess, when they meet me because they think they have this kind of this thought, you know, I'm going to be, you know, this come off as tough and like mean or something like that. I don't know. I'm a pretty soft-spoken guy, I feel like, so.
You know, I definitely think it's an identity of his, and you know, anytime you watch the film and you see his blonde hair just, you know, going wild all over the place and see him running around, I think it's kind of a cool look.
That's probably the shortest it's ever. It's a pretty normal haircut. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't really care about my hair.
When was this?
That is my sophomore year in high school, I think. I think I'm like 15 or 16 there.
Okay, and then kind of go to this a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck I was thinking there. It's like a little fro or something.
I
got electrocuted. Yeah. Smug look on my face, like, oh yeah, I really don't want to be here right now.
That's an awful pic of him. That's the bad face. He's a little overweight there, a little chubby Brooks Reed. That's bad too. It's real bad. I think he pretty handsome picture right there. He honestly does look like Thor from that Avengers movie. I mean, he looks just like him. I still feel bad for him that he gets compared to Clay Matthews all the time. But
that's
kind of got to be kind of annoying. But I think he had more sex than Clay last year. But hopefully he can, you know, have another good year and stop being called Clay Matthews.
And Brooks Reed, a good sport as well. Always nice to have a little fun with these guys. Well, one guy who's not having a lot of fun lately is NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and he happened to be in town this week, and our Mark Vandermeer caught up with him. We'll have that when we come back.
Wine and dine with Texans players at the Taste of the Texans, presented by BP on Monday, November 5th. Fans can sample food from 25 of Houston's finest restaurants, with event proceeds benefiting the Houston Food Bank and the Methodist Hospital. Secure your tickets today at HoustonTexans.com.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Now, that's just about all the time we have this week. We hope you enjoy the bye week. And as promised, our Mark Vandermeer caught up with Roger Goodell this week, and we leave you with some clips of his interview.
Your general thoughts on being here in Houston, why you're here, and what your impressions are of the city in this visit?
Well, I'm thrilled to be back here, and I thank Bob for the invitation. The timing is extraordinary. When you're 6-1 in a bye week, there's no better time to come to a town. And then last week, as Bob mentioned, at our owners meeting, Houston is going to be one of the candidates that he's bidding for Super Bowl 51. And I think that's terrific. I think it's great for the city. I think it's great for the Texans. And personally, I think it's great for the NFL.
What can the NFL or will the NFL do about the Pro Bowl in the future? Obviously, it's targeted for Hawaii, and we keep hearing different things about the future of the Pro Bowl. I know you want to see the game be more competitive.
That's the bottom line, Mark. You know, whenever the NFL does something, it has to be of the highest quality. And the Pro Bowl last year, and frankly over the last couple of years, hasn't met that standard. I was, quite frankly, a little embarrassed by the game last year. It was not only not competitive, it wasn't entertaining, and it wasn't what we're all about. And I made the very clear statement publicly and obviously to our Players Association that if we can't do it better, then we shouldn't do it.
Who do you root for? Who is your favorite team?
I know it won't do me any good to say the Texans, and I'm not going to say that. But the reality is in the NFL, we have a little saying when we go to a game, whoever's behind, that's who we're rooting for. And it's true. We love to see close games, competitive games. We also root for the officials because we want to make sure that the game is decided on the field. And the great thing about our game right now is that we go into every game and nobody knows what the outcome is going to be. The competition is so great. We couldn't write a script any better.
All right, here's one that I find interesting. Why not announce Houston as the site of Super Bowl 51 today? Just think how popular you will be. Signed, Bob McNair.
I didn't see you slip that one in there, Bob. That's good. That would be popular, I'm sure. But I think you guys are going to put together a great bid, and hopefully we'll be back here soon for a Super Bowl.